Thank you. I think the gentleman from Texas. We are 12 days until the Democrat majority does not exist. In 13 days, the Republican majority will be in charge. Americans are facing the highest spike in prices in 40 years because of the one-party Democrat rule in Washington, because of their reckless spending. The Ways and Means Committee is the committee that affects the economy more than any committee in all of Congress. And what does the House Democrats feel like their last 12 days, their biggest priority is not solving issues affecting working class Americans, but issues in targeting their main political opponents. This legislation is only cover for what they have been campaigning on for years, and that is to get Trump's tax returns. Let me tell you, if you don't believe me now, this is called the Mandatory Audit Program. It's about auditing all current and former presidents to make sure their tax returns are audited. But the chairman of this committee only requested how the Mandatory Audit Program has worked for one president, one, and it was a Republican president. His name was Donald Trump. I asked on Tuesday, did you request a mandatory audit review process on Joe Biden? No. Did you request one on Obama? No. Clinton? No. Bush? No. Carter? No. But yes, only Trump. This is a cover for their political objective, and that is to target their political opponents. We've heard over and over that no one's above the law. That includes everyone in this chamber. On Tuesday, when we sat in this markup, I raised the point, how can you release the full tax returns with all the private personal information of the private citizens? Their social security number, children's social security numbers. And I said, we need an amendment to redact that information. I was told we're not going to vote on amendment. But everyone says that no one's above the law. We were told good faith would redact the full transcripts, and it would be decided by the majority staff. Has the minority staff been able to participate in it? No. We don't even know what the final documents of the tax returns that's going to be released, what they're going to look at. This was another example where you had to pass something before you know what's in it. That's what Pelosi's done this entire Congress. That is exactly what the Ways and Means Democrats did. They've charted a new territory for the Ways and Means Committee. It's the oldest committee in Congress. Supposed to be the most bipartisan committee in Congress, but they ignited a new political tool that future Congresses will now utilize. I've traveled all over the country, 42 states just this year alone, and one thing that constantly kept coming up to me is, Congressman, look into President Biden's family and how they have been enriched by his position. In fact, banks have flagged over 150 red flags to Treasury. These are suspicious activity reports. Usually it's because they believe there's fraud or money laundering. And that's the Biden family bank accounts. What about the fact that foreign governments are paying to have their principals in the same room as Joe Biden? Or the sale of U.S. natural gas to China, of which the Bidens held a 10% equity stake? Or business plans to sell one of the largest sources of cobalt for electric vehicles to China, and $11 million made from Hunter Biden's, quote, work with a Ukraine firm and a Chinese businessman.
Is it done?
Like I said, over 150 red flags or suspicious activity reports filed by banks.
Gentleman's time has expired.